Good morning, council members. I'm here today to speak about the airport, and we have had a project which was ongoing, the removal of and replacement of the taxiway B lighting. I'm going to ask you to grant substantial completion. The project was substantially complete as of February 4th. I do have a couple of issues which have come up in the course of the contract. The directional signs have to be tied to the runway circuit lighting, so we found that they were not, so they had to be transferred over. That was approximately $10,000 cost, which was an item which did not fall under the FAA rules, so we had to do this immediately. That has been completed. However, what has not been completed is the taxiway B lighting, and the runway lighting, which has connectors in the hand holes, which are routinely underwater, and they have been wicking moisture, and our ohm readings are below the FAA standard. There's actually a minimum, which is 1 million megawatts, and it's one mega ohm, and it is supposed to be infinity. So you see we're at the very low end of this, and we should do this sooner rather than later. And that we have a reasonably favorable price for this at $170 per connector. And you see how many lights we have. It totals about $15,000 to get it completed. We can complete this in a few weeks. And I think time is of the essence, and I would ask you to please consider this favorable change order number two.
You have a motion, sir?
I have a motion for both of them. Covers the
please
substantial completion as well as the...
One you want to read first.
I have to put my glasses on. Be it moved to paste upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 1 and 2 for contract 15-11 install taxiway lights, including electrical vault improvements, be approved, which increases the contract amount by $25,722.50 for a new total of $288,103, and that substantial completion of the base bid be granted effective February 4th, 2016, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract document contingent upon the approval of funding from the Federal Administration.
Pleasure, Council.
So make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion?
Yes, sir.
Just
real quick, I'm going through the packet here, and I'm hearing, I think I just heard the $25,000.
Total.
But the change order, I'm seeing a letter in here for $9,300, $9,335 to be
exact. The original one, which we had to do immediately, were the directional signs. That was was not in accordance with the FAA regulations. We had to transfer the lighting circuits over to the runway circuit. So that was something we had to essentially do on an emergency authorization. That money has been spent. The other money has not been spent.
Okay.
But it has not been approved by council.
Okay.
Very good. Question to council.
Thank you.
$288,000 spent for what reason?
For the runway lighting. So the original project was the removal and replacement, the taxiway B lighting in its entirety. That was the original base contract. And the runway directional signs were tied to that circuit, which they're not supposed to. They have to be tied to the runway lighting circuit, not the taxiway circuit.
It seemed like to me if we got less electricity, kilowatts going there, why we need to go up bigger? It's hard to understand that.
That's the second component of the change order number two. You see, the lighting has to if you had infinite resistance, you would lose no electricity to the ground because your circuit is 100% insulated. We are teetering at the lower end. We only have 1 mega ohm insulation against ground. So hence, we are recommending that we spend $15,000 to replace the connector pieces in the handholds. So if we choose not to and we fall below the FAA threshold of 1 mega ohm, or worst case scenario, short out, we would have to close the airport.
We have to close what?
The airport.
Yes, if we fall below the minimum threshold of the 1 mega ohm, we will have to notify FAA. If we short out, we would have to close.
So we're, So we're guaranteed, if Delaware Power Light goes out, we're guaranteed the automatic generator comes up automatically, turns its lights back.
The runway lights are backed up, yes. That has, that is, the emergency power is not connected to the actual connector pieces. You see, each line is connected to the circuit with a connector in a handhole, and that's where the wicking problem comes from. That's where we have the, essentially, we're bleeding electricity to ground.
Any more questions, the council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Please, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Ashman.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm here today to present for your consideration an oversizing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Cape Henlopen School District for the installation of a sub-regional infrastructure and force main to serve the Love Creek Elementary School, the proposed Delaware State Police Troop Number 7 and facility and the adjacent area. The engineering department has been working with Davis Bowen and Friedel, the engineers for the project, to reach an agreement. Whereas the school will install sub-regional pump station in parallel with the development infrastructure to serve their project, the surrounding area, and then the county will provide oversizing of credits in accordance with Section 110-83 of the Sussex County Code. As a result from our Gosley Creek planning study, the developer will install pump station GCPS number B1 and the force main to the county's future infrastructure on Cedar Grove Road. The pump station will be located on the school site and the force main installed at an easement within their project and along Mulberry Road to the future connection point. The infrastructure will provide service to the school, a connection point for DSP Troop 7, and also additional capacity for adjacent properties. The credits will be based on the transmission portion of the system connection charge and the on-site inspection fees. And there will be a separate agreement developed between the school and DSP to establish their pro rata share of the infrastructure. Any questions?
Motion.
I do. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the Love Creek Elementary School Oversizing Infrastructure Agreement between Sussex County and Cape Henlopen School District in accordance with Section 110-83 of the Sussex County Code as presented on March 8, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I have a question.
Yes, motion.
I'll move the motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Cole. Yeah. Question, Mrs. Deaver.
I guess when I hear about new schools and what it's costing us to get them ready and the development, the rate of development we have here, I have to wonder where the money comes from. And I guess what I would like to say is I hope that the developers are making a contribution. It shouldn't all be on the taxpayers. But I know that's not, you can't answer that question. But I hear all these dollars, and the taxpayers who live here now are going to have to pay as well as the new people. Is that right?
Questions.
I would just add the comment that let's hope that this developer pays, because it is the taxpayers of the state of Delaware, because being a public school and being a DSP, they are certain to be paying. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, they have to pay it.
Mm-hmm. In this particular application, the developer is the tax dollars, is the taxpayers.
Any more so. Questions of council? Yeah. Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
He said the developer is the tax. Help me understand what you just said. The developer is the taxpayer?
This project is the school district and the state of Delaware, the DSP building. So both of those are taxpayer dollars. The taxpayers fund
yes.
the school district.
Right. And
they fund DSP through the state taxes.
Right. And they will pay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
that's
yes,
my
yes,
point.
Yeah.
All tax dollars.
Good point.
He's agreeing with you.
Yes. Thank you.
We are totally in agreement.
You know, he's the new guy and I'm the old.
Totally agreement. That's good. Totally agreement.
It means, Joe, we're going to have referendum.
Now we'll go back and take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Lank, old business.